My father, 70 years old at the top of the aki tree, is a song. All planes are songs. Song was a low-cost airline operated by Delta. Tourists were flown by Song to Florida. Song's last flight was on the 30th of April 2006. All that pleases the heart, all that pleases the ear, the final measure of joy. When we have lost Song, we have lost everything. A common surname in Korea, often transliterated as Sung. What would it mean if your name was Song? Song is the third and final album of Lullaby for the Working Class. It was released on the 19th of October 1999. Songs often refer to songs, as in, "He shall encompass me with a song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing a song of sixpence. Sing a song. Sing a song."
Some definitions for song. Kai Miller's poem that concludes his essay and this series of Under the Influence, which was produced by Julian May and first broadcast on Radio 3 in April last year. This is BBC Radio 3. It's a minute and a half after 11 o'clock this Friday night. We're running slightly late because of tonight's earlier prom. So now we join Lopo Katari for World on 3. And this is Easy As It Goes by Bob Hillary and The Massive Mellow.
Thank you. Easy as it goes, setting a laid-back pace for tonight's World on Three. That was the chilled-out vibes of Bob Hillary and the massive mellow from his new album, Love. And it is what it says on the cover, mellow and full of love. Hillary grew up in rural England, near Stonehenge, I believe. He spent his formative years in Edinburgh, where he was the frontman for a roots reggae trip-hop band called The Roughness for about 6 years. He then reassessed his life and the massive mellow was born. Love is his second album, and it features the voice of fellow Brit, Carrie Tree. It's out in August on the Big Chill label, Total Creative Freedom. Bob Hillary and the Massive Mellow are going to be touring at various festivals from the end of August, so do look online for details. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on Three. Tonight's programme has some blues, some brass, and leans quite a bit towards the Americas. In session, we have Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto, recorded in Colombia by Radio 3 producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. I've also got music from artists who are about to perform in this rain-soaked country of ours this summer, and from some of the artists who've already been and gone, such as this young woman. Aline Frazão is from Angola, and I bumped into her at the Back to Black Festival 3 weeks ago. She handed me her debut album, an independent release available online, and it's called Clave Bantu. Aline grew up in Luanda, where she went to Portuguese school and learnt fado singing. But it was when she heard Ella Fitzgerald for the first time, at about the age of 15, that she really began to delve into music and develop her own style. It's a beautiful blend of her African and Portuguese upbringing and her love of jazz and more contemporary influences such as hip-hop. Have a listen to this. It's O Que Ela Quer.
Não quero ter um dia, não quero teu talvez. ter medo, não quero adiar, não quero estar sozinha, não quero me esconder, não quero outro caminho, não quero não saber, não quero a tua saudade, não quero que me importe, não quero só metade.
The late Zani Diabate and Les Héritiers from Mali and Bogotigi from his album Tientalor that he finished recording shortly before his death last year in Paris. In Mali, as in Senegal and Guinea, as part of the policy of authenticity, a way of establishing the country's national identity post-independence, the governments would sponsor musicians and hold competitions to find the best orchestras to represent the various regions of the country. Well, Zani formed the first private orchestra, called the Super Jatta Band, in 1969, and they brought a completely new sound to the landscape. It was more raw, bringing together the music of the hunters, the fishermen, the Mandingo and the Fula people. They were successful, but they didn't quite make that leap onto the international scene. And it's a shame, because as this album shows, he was still a mighty musician and he should have been up there with his fellow artists claiming his part of the limelight. But he was a great teacher too, and so his legacy lives on, not only through his records, but also through the new generation who were taught in the Super Jatta mould. The album, by the way, is out on Stearns. And so to other mighty voices, this time from the desert, a young Tuareg band of the Sahara, Tadalat. The track I'm going to play is from a compilation called Songs for Desert Refugees that's been put together by Glitterhouse Records to help the people who found themselves displaced by the troubles happening in the north of Mali. Like many of their compatriots, Tanarawen and Tumast, Tadalat sing about freedom, liberty, identity and injustice. This song is called Tagdart. Thank you.
Mixed with ambition, mind's on a mission. Take it one step at a time, no. Who gon' stop creating mind blow? Thoughts got you wishing. Love hard to find, so you're surfing what you're missing like you had it just a while ago. Feelings though, lucking on your side, overshadowed by your pride. Everybody telling lies, even ones you're close to. Hoping you decline, they don't want you to go through. Can't stop the destined, worries are they stressing. Life learned lessons, call them life learned blessings. Still in my prime, yeah, I got the rap essence. I'ma get it now, I don't wanna wait. Y'all can sit around and procrastinate, thinking I'm just rapping. I want what I want and I'm gonna make it happen. Believe that now, I'ma do whatever it takes, standing strong at decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. Wait your whole lifetime, it's for the right time. My time now, I'ma do whatever it takes, standing strong at decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. Wait your whole lifetime.
Got questions, I'll provide the answer, just ask me. Break them down easy, not fancy, still classy. I'm on a mission to the top, still search your cell phone, keep chirping, yeah, my signal's still working. A brass band with a different type of aim, critically acclaimed, any genre, music never stay the same. Mr. Industry, I really hope you're feeling me. Horns, cards, and rap bars is what you're missing. It's a new day, a new lifetime. I finally get my chance to rock the mic time. A shot, I'ma take it. Careers, what you make it? Go hard, never fake it. Understand what I said? Press pause, your ears might need help. Held hostage by musical wealth. Don't trip, pay attention, just listen. Keep your mind on a mission. Then one day the battle is won.
My time now, I'ma do whatever it takes. Standing strong in decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. With your whole lifetime, it's for the right time. My time now, I'ma do whatever it takes. Standing strong in decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. With your whole lifetime. My time now, I'ma do whatever it takes. Standing strong in decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. Wait your whole lifetime, it's for the right time. My time now, I'ma do whatever it takes. Standing strong in decisions I make. My chance, my break, my once in a lifetime. Wait your whole lifetime.
The eight-piece New Orleans-based Soul Rebels brass band and My Time from their latest album, Unlock Your Mind. And I have to say, that horn line has a certain John Coltrane, a Love Supreme come Pharoah Sanders, the creator has a master plan feel to it. It's a powerful and soulful album, just what you would expect from New Orleans brass bands. Worth a listen. And so to tonight's session, Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto, the gaita flute players of San Jacinto in Colombia. They've been together since 1940 and are still going strong. Radio 3 producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo met up with them when he was in Colombia earlier this year as part of the World Roots Academy scheme. They met in La Mesa, which Juan Carlos himself says is a little piece of paradise. Here they are with a song called Ay Corura.
Thank you. This isn't paradise on earth, I don't know what is really. We're in the middle of Colombian countryside by a lake, beautiful landscape surrounded by palm trees, and I'm with the fantastic group of the Gaiteros de San Jacinto. And we're talking to Toño García, veteran member of the band, and Gabriel Torregrosa, member of the youngish generation and himself a son of a master. So Gabriel, why don't you tell us about the background of this music, the kind of music you play here with the Gaiteros de San Jacinto?
Bueno, hacemos una música totalmente parte indígena, que es la música original que nos fue dejada.
This music is totally influenced by our own real roots music here in Colombia, the music of the indigenous population here. We inherited these melodies from the Indians, then the Spanish came along, and they brought the language and the poetry and the rhymes, and then later came the introduction of the African drums and the African rhythms. So our songs really capture the music of the three basic ethnic groups of Colombia.
Toño García, you play the gaita, one of the gaitas, which is the female gaita. Tell us about this instrument.
La gaita hembra es la que lleva la melodía.
Well, the female gaita has five holes and plays the main melody. The male gaita plays lower notes and is a kind of support. And many of our tunes are inspired by birdsong. I play you one now.
So Gabriel, tell us about when actually do you use this kind of music?
Bueno, tradicionalmente.
Well, originally, this was the music of the peasants, the farm workers. At the end of the day's work, they would get together and sing this music, and the songs would spread from one village to the next. So the music became more and more popular, and we have spread the music even further. We play it all around the world.
Toño García, you were telling me that with your gaita, you actually imitate birds.
El oír ese pájaro en los campos.
Yes, it's all about being in the countryside and all the time hearing the call of birds. So, of course, this naturally finds its way into our music.
Gabriel, so you're now going to do a song called La Maya, which is a gaita corrida, a kind of cumbia, and we can hear the birds quite clearly in this song.
Sí, el ritmo de Maya es un ritmo cadencioso.
Originally, the song was a funeral song. It was sung as people were taken to the cemetery to be buried. But people liked the mood of the song, so they began to sing it for pleasure too, at the end of a hard day on the farm. So it's gentle and melancholic. And yes, you can certainly hear the calls of the birds in the song.
Thank you.
The sounds of the birds in the countryside and a song called La Maya. More from Juan Carlos and Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto a bit later on in the programme. I'm Lopa Aquatari and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come this evening, more brass, music from a Taiwanese marketplace, a rain song, well, if you can't stop it, you might as well embrace it, and a bit of Jimi Hendrix chill-out style. A song that is definitely not chilled out is this next one, from none other than Indiana's The Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band. The Rev, his wife Breezy, and cousin Aaron have come out with a new album as fiercely good and just as razor-sharp as all their other ones. It's called Between the Ditches, out on Side One Dummy, and on it the Rev plays a fantastic array of vintage guitars, from a couple of 1930s Nationals to a custom shop Gibson flat-top 1929 L2 and an Airline Map electric guitar, which I know will get some of you out there pretty excited. This is Shake 'Em Off Like Fleas, just one of the many fabulous tracks on the album. So buckle up, the Reverend is going to take you for one hell of a ride. Thank you.
você não disser o que você quer, ninguém vai lhe atender. Se você não souber o que quer, não vai nem poder dizer. Não se dá a chance de tentar saber o que quer. Nunca vai nem saber como poderia ser.
Sempre que souber, saiba sempre que quiser, queira sempre que se der.
Londoners, the Soothsayers, and their version of Ralph McTell's Streets of London. It's from London Calling, out on Culture Clash. 14 classic London songs interpreted by some of London's multicultural music community. Another of the intriguing projects to celebrate Britain and London in particular, hosting the Olympics this year. Many of the bands on the album are going to be performing over the next few weeks, from the BT River of Music this weekend to the Bandstand at the Olympic Park in August, and numerous other events in between taking place around London. In the middle of the Reverend Peyton and the Soothsayers was the trio made up of Mali's Toumani Diabaté and Brazil's Arnaldo Antunes and Edgar Scandura and Se Você from their collaborative album A Curva da Cintura, out on Mais Discos, an album that I still have not tired from playing. And if you tune in to World Roots on Sunday night at 10:15, you can hear all three of them talking to Lucy Duran about the project and playing some of the music in the studio. Staying with the sort of cultural mashup, Lisbon-based Emilia Muga has collaborated with Greek artist Michailis Loukovikas on her album Periplus. Periplus means sailing around and refers to the old voyages that ships took around the Mediterranean into the Atlantic and the Indian Oceans. Well, here are two tracks that flow into one another: Caminos Pentatonicos Africanos and Epiroticos, African and Epirotic ancient Greek pentatonic roots.
Και εγώ το γαϊμό σου. ξένε μου εκεί στα ξένα. Πούσε μου ρε ξένε μου εκεί στα ξένα. Πούσε σου στέλνω μήλο σε πέρε κι δω νημάρα γιαζί μου ρε ξένε μου κι δω νημάρα γιαζί σου στέλνω και το δάκρυ μου σε ένα χρυσό μαντήρι μου ρε ξένε μου σε ένα χρυσό μαντήρι. Το δάκρυ μου είναι καυτό και καίει το μαντήρι μου ρε ξένε μου και καίει το μαντήρι.
The energetic sounds of the Marketplace from A Moving Sound, Shangdong, an extraordinary group from Taiwan who are going to be performing on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD on Sunday, the 29th of July. Back now to Colombia and the Latin Grammy Award-winning Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto. Radio 3's Juan Carlos Jaramillo met them in the town of La Mesa, high up on a plateau in the eastern ridge of the Andes, hence the name meaning table. A little piece of paradise just 40 miles outside of Bogota and with a population of less than 28,000 at the last count. Here they are with a song called Campo Alegre.
That was the song Campo Alegre with Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto, the Gaita players of San Jacinto, and we're in the middle of the countryside of Colombia in a beautiful landscape. And we're talking about the cumbia now, which is one of the most successful rhythms in Colombian music, and it's in a way related to what we've heard. Is that true, Gabriel?
The origins of cumbia are again to be found first in the music of the gaita flutes of the indigenous people and the African slaves who came to Colombia. When they heard it, they began playing their drums with it. And they made this special cumbia dance, and originally this dance represented the movements of a man or a woman whose ankles are tied together with heavy chains. So the movement is more in the rest of the body, not in the feet. It became a ritual dance, a dance in which they expressed all the feelings they had, all the anguish they felt about being a slave.
And do you think we hear that in the music you represent?
Yes,
yes, definitely. Everyone mixed together, and the music mixed together, and the music expressed it all, what everyone was feeling, was thinking.
It's almost impossible to think about your music and the long years you've been around traveling in the country and not think about the violence in Colombia and the conflict that Colombia has suffered over all these years.
Yes, yes, and we find that in recent years most of our concerts have been in cities like Bogotá. We find we play less and less around San Jacinto. The region has been badly affected by the violence, so much so that people cannot work the land or carry on business very much. So there are no jobs. So many people have fled the countryside and come to Bogotá. And it's true that we spend most of our time now in Bogotá.
So you're going to finish our session here, fantastic, in the middle of the countryside in Colombia here with a piece called Candelilla Brava. Can you tell us about the song?
Candelilla Brava es un ritmo de puya.
Candelilla Brava is a lively puya rhythm. The title literally means something like brave fire. The song is about a little ant, but though he's so little, he has a really painful bite. We use this song at our concerts to entice people to start dancing. It's high tempo, it's very infectious.
semilla, caramba.
Se fue con semilla.
A song about a fire ant, a small creature, but one with a red hot bite. A song to get the crowds dancing. As I mentioned before, that recording was part of the BBC Radio 3's World Roots Academy scheme, which this year has brought together young London-based José Hernando with Colombian accordion legend Egidio Cuadrado. And they're going to be performing at a late night prom a week on Tuesday at the Royal Albert Hall. And if you're at WOMAD, you can catch José on our stage on the Sunday before that. Earlier, I played a song from a beautiful young singer called Aline Frazão, an Angolan musician now living in Spain. Well, here's another tune from her album, Clave Bantu, Oriente, a lovely bit of jazz and blues.
Sabe, a gente diz que é circular o nosso caminhar a cada dia, o trajeto da estrela guia morre, nasce outra vez, se repete outra vez, morre, nasce outra vez. No chão girou mais um dia, mais um ano, imenso passo do Equador, buscando teu meridiano pra me encontrar no teu país. E a prova vacina de cigano. Tão sozinha. céu. Girou mais um dia, mais um ano. Imenso passos o Equador, buscando teu meridiano pra me encontrar no teu país. Certeza que o semicírculo da linha da vida desenhada na palma da minha mão é na tua que encontra a continuação. Só fica a certeza que o semicírculo da linha da vida desenhada na palma da minha mão é na tua que encontra a continuação. É na tua que encontra a continuação. É na tua que encontra a continuação. É na tua que encontra a continuação.
Melão maduro, sapoti, joá, jaboticaba, teu olhar noturno, beijo travoso de um bucajá, pele macia, carne de caju, saliva doce, doce mel, mel do urso, linda morena, fruta de vez temporana, caldo de cana caiana, vem me desfrutar. Linda morena, fruta de vez temporana, caldo de cana caiana, vou te desfrutar. Da manga rosa quero o gosto e o sumo, melão maduro, sapoti, joá, jaboticaba, teu olhar noturno, beijo travoso de um bucajá, pele macia, carne de caju, saliva doce, doce mel, mel do urso. Linda morena, fruta de vez temporana, caldo de cana caiana, vou te desfrutar. Linda morena, fruta de vez temporana, caldo de cana caiana, vem me desfrutar. Da manga rosa eu quero o gosto e sumo, melão maduro, sapoti, joá,
side.
Hazmat Modine and The Tide and Ebb Tide from their album Cicada, which followed Nation Beat and Tropicana from their album Growing Stone. Two New York bands, both putting their own unique print on the world's musicscape, and both of whom came into the studio to do a session with me for World on Three. Nation Beat are going to be on the programme on the 17th of August, and the following week it'll be the turn of Hazmat Modine. I really hope you can join me then. I mentioned a rain song, and I'm going to play it in a moment. It's called Shuvi Shuva, literally meaning rain, rain. In other words, a plea to the rain, to rain. It's on Georges Ben, the definitive collection, out on Ras Records. 70-year-old Georges Ben is one of Brazil's living legends, and this double CD brings together songs from his 50-year career, including Mas Que Nada, which is itself 50 years old next year, and perhaps his most well-known song. But before I run the risk of bringing on more rain, here is another legend, Boubacar Traoré. I saw him at Ronnie Scott's in London 10 days ago, and I'm going to make sure I see him again when he plays at WOMAD late on Sunday night. A great incentive to stay to the very end, regardless of how the weather turns out. He is a wonderful bluesman from Mali and a part of the country's history. This is Andiani Mago, recorded live for French Radio. Thank you.
jombe ni jana motewa jombe ni jana mode nyewa la masna lola Thank you.
sabe, chuva chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito, é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito, é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Sacundim, sacundim, emborobonga. Dombim, dombim, agoeiobá. Sacundim, sacundim.
For my artist of virtuosity who kept the music in the mystery. It's for my artistic vanguard who came back when times were hard, who sometimes came back to nothing but still came back underrated and uninsured, putting their horns where their mouth is. This is for my buck jumping Pied Pipers who gon' second line my people all the way back home. This poem's for you. This is for my melody makers, for my cowbell ringers and my tambourine shakers. It's for the Lady Buck jumpers, for the Rebirth Brass Band and the Storyville Stumpers, for the Soul Rebels and the Hottie, for the little rascals wanting to dine when all they got is eight. It's for Kermit Ruffin and the Barbecue Swingers, for Marva Wright and all my blues singers, for making that music that heal our pain. It's for Shannon Powell and Lil Liza Jane. I got Liza, you got Liza, we got Liza. I'm from the North and I thought I told you. It's for the Golden Comanches and the Wild Magnolia. For loving our city, we ain't giving up an inch. It's for Stanton Moore, Bob, and George French. We love her scat and we love her razzle dazzle. It's for Irvin Mayfield and Jermaine Basil. It's for Dr. Michael White for keeping it tight. And for Uncle Lionel, still raising hell, we sure gonna miss him when we die. It's for Troy Sawyer and Kevin O'Day, Kid Chocolate Brown and John Butte. For Dan Torkanowski and Walter Wolfman, Trombone Shorty and the whole Andrews clan, and the Marcellus clan and the Baptiste clan too. Shermaine Neville, this poem's for you. And don't forget Kid Jordan and the whole Jordan crew. It's for Philip Manuel and Leah Chase, Erlin Riley on drums, Roland Garrett on bass. Holla if you hear me. It's for Corey Henry on trombone, Kirk Joseph on sousaphone, Donald Harrison on sax. I take off my hat to Benny Jones and Leroy Jones and all our musicians who came back home. This poem is for you. We'll work today if you play tonight. Sing us a song that make us all right. The sounds of your horns give us strength to fight. We'll gut the houses if you play your sax. We'll swing the hammer if you swing your axe. We'll work with haste as you play your drum. Please bring your bass and we'll have some fun. Run with the sounds as hot as the sun. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, play your drum. Stump put down your gun, let's have some fun. Work during the day, but when the nighttime comes. Oh, Liza, Liza J.
The sound of the Big Easy, another taste of New Orleans, this time from jazz poet Chuck Perkins and his band Voices of the Big Easy. A love song for Nola is out on Tricont, and the song I played from it was Lil Liza Jane, embellished with the poem Melody Makers. NOLA, N-O-L-A, is an acronym for New Orleans, Louisiana. And Chuck Perkins goes by the moniker the Poet Laureate of the Mississippi River Metropolis. There's something about the spoken word in music that I just love. And it's great that opening WOMAD this year on the Thursday night is one of our great poets, Linton Kwesi Johnson, performing with Dennis Bevel and his band. One not to miss. And that leads me nicely, actually, onto what's happening here on Radio 3 next Friday, because we'll be coming to you live from WOMAD in Charlton Park with over 8 hours of coverage right across the weekend. If you can't be there with us, I hope you can join us by tuning in. Marianne Kennedy, Lucy Duran, Andrew McGregor and I will be there to bring you some of the great music, and we'll be squeezing people into our mobile studio for those intimate truck sessions. It all kicks off at 11 o'clock next Friday evening. Details of the programmes that we're going to be bringing to you from WOMAD can be found on our website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And while you're there, you can also find out details of all the music that I've played on tonight's programme. I'm going to leave you with two songs. Alma Mia, sung by Rosa Passos from Blue Cha Cha, an album celebrating the life of Cuban guitarist Manuel Galván. And that's followed by a cover of a Jimi Hendrix song, Drifting, sung by the rich-toned Amsterdammer Monica Acchiari and her trio Boy Aki. See you next week. You might want to bring your wellies.
Sola, sin que nadie comprenda do sofrimento. Terrible padecer. Fingindo uma existência sempre viena. De dicha y de placer. De dicha y de placer. Si yo encontrar un alma como la cosas secretas le contaría. Un alma que al mirarme sin decir nada me lo dijese todo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Paavo Järvi are on tour in Prague first this morning for a concert they gave at the Rudolfinum in October 2011. Katia Bunyatishvili joins them a little later for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23, and Schubert's Great C Major Symphony rounds off their programme. London has the sad distinction of being the place where Weber died on the eve of his return home in June 1826, after expending what little strength he still had on the hugely successful premiere of his opera Oberon. Among the many numbers that were encored at its first night at Covent Garden was the overture.
Thank you.
Now, which opera plot does this bring to mind? Two pairs of lovers, one heroic and one comic, an exotic oriental setting, and a magical musical instrument to save them all from danger at crucial moments. Well, yes, the magic flute, but also Weber's last opera, Oberon, which he wrote for Covent Garden. That was the overture. Conducting the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra there was Paavo Järvi. And speaking of Mozart, here's Katia Bunyatishvili now to play his Piano Concerto No. 23 in A major.
Thank you.